today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Assalamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about mockery in the view of Islam, so I invite you to be with us. Woke up with the light, a sky so blue upon my eyes, with a thankful heart. Today is another brand new start. I feel so positive, just wanna do my best and show this world I'm living in all of the love that I can give, give, give.
There are many things that I can do,
many things, yeah,
that can make me feel so close to you.
My heart when I'm
loving, 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 loving you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Today, Wednesday, is the 24th of the month of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of the month of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to Chapter Al-Ma'idah from the Holy Quran, verse 58.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا ناديتم إلى الصلاة اتخذوها هزوا ولعبا ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون.
And when you call to prayer, they take it in ridicule and amusement. That is because they are a people who do not use reason.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
When the prayer call is recited and Muslims are called to prayer, the hypocrites and some of the people of the book mock it. This fact should be noted that the prayer is the feature and the sample of the religion. Thus here, taking prayer in mockery means taking the feature of the religion in mockery. Hence the prayer call should be recited so that the crowd of Muslims gather and prayer be established quite openly.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin.
We're speaking about mockery in the view of Islam. This is today's special. The Quran commands that people should not make fun of, embarrass, or ridicule one another, nor call each other by unbecoming nicknames. This is an important principle if there are to be good relations among people in a community. To mock someone means that one is looking down on them, insulting them, putting them down, and talking about their faults in order to ridicule them. From a community point of view, mocking another person means showing one's believing brother or sister less than their deserved respect and honor, approaching them in an uncomplimentary way. Therefore, no one has the right to belittle, look down on, or make fun of another person because of some outward appearance or action. This may be misleading. If the person we mock is greatly loved by Allah and we show them disrespect, then surely we will have wronged our own souls as well as that of the person.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. Making fun of people from Islamic perspective, we find that not only individually but also socially, making fun of other people is by no means justified. There are some other consequences. Further consequences in this regard. According to Islamic instructions and according to Quranic implications, those people, who make fun of other people because of the staunch beliefs or because of the sincere religious deeds, it's as if the person who makes fun of other people has already left the Islamic religion. And leaving the Islamic religion and averting from the Islamic religion is regarded as a very, very grave sin in within the radius of Islamic instructions and Islamic conditions. We find that there are some reasons for underestimating other people or making fun of other people. One of them is ignorance. In this regard, we find that ignorance is one of the reasons for making fun of other people. In the case of the Prophet Moses, when the Prophet Moses said to his own people, his own community, to do some things, some jobs, and to carry out some rites, and they answered that they replied to Moses that, are you making fun of us? The Prophet Moses said, I resort to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be one of the ignorant people. So we find that one of the reasons for making fun of other people is, being ignorant. So ignorance should be removed, and people, because of this, should try not to remain ignorant or not to remain or not to be among those people who make fun of real believers.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Today's special suggests you dua for someone who has hurt you. When somebody hurts our feelings, wrongs, or oppresses us in any way, it is natural to feel disgusted or hatred towards him. But sabr, that means patience, is the key to defining peace among difficulties and toxicities of life. Our tongues complain to Allah, the Almighty, for all the atrocities and hurt that we have suffered. We should not make dua against them. Instead, make dua for their guidance and forgive them by following the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Prophet Muhammad had been hurt by a lot of people, but he always prayed for them. Even infallible imams many times guided their strongest enemies by this moral behavior.
I praise Allah for sending me you, my love. You found your home, it's here with me, and I'm here with you. Now let me let you know, you've opened my heart. I was always thinking that love was wrong, but everything was changed when you came along. Oh.
Come here to know about the ways to stop people from mocking. Walk away from those mocking you. If you find yourself being made fun of and your efforts to engage with the bully have failed, walk confidently and slowly away. This will remove you from the situation and convey to those mocking you that you do not appreciate what they are saying. Stand up against and walk slowly. Running away tells those mocking you that they have gotten to you. Other way, laugh at the ridicule. The people making fun of you expect you to react negatively by either getting angry or being sad, so laughing will throw them off. Give a big, heartily laugh like the mocking is the funniest thing you have ever heard. This will deflect the attack and show how little power they have over you. Say something like, "That's a new one," or "That's the funniest thing I've heard." Say something like, "That's enough," or quite being rude.
The top leader is Al-Walid ibn Al-Mughira. Al-Walid ibn Al-Mughira Al-Makhzumi. Rich person in Mecca and arrogant. And in fact, when God sent this book upon the Prophet, he said, لَوْلَا أُرْسِلَ هَذَا أُنْزِلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. God is saying, sending his book upon this man who is orphan, who doesn't have money, and I am rich. How did God bypass me? Me and Fulan, his friend, another friend, they were two rich people in Mecca. God has to send this message upon me. I'm the rich, I'm influential. I can move the society, the economy, the market. God left me, bypassed me, and he sent it upon Muhammad, who doesn't have food to eat. Look at the arrogance. Arrogance. Because he's rich, he thinks he's the best. Not because he has values or principles, not because of his character, because of his wealth. لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. He was in Mecca and his friend was in Ta'if. Mecca and Ta'if, there is about 100 kilometers between them. Two villages, Mecca and Ta'if. He said, why? Why didn't Lord send this book upon me and my friend from Thaqif? We could have done a better job because we are rich. So this man, Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, was very arrogant. Though he came to the Prophet and he listened to the Quran, and he was also moved by the Quran, and he went back home that night, he could not sleep because he heard something very different. And then he started to be one of the main mockers of the Prophet.
That was all for today's special. We were speaking about the mockery in the view of Islam. So, inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till then, God bless all of you, and we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, cause I'm a believer.